The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
And great skills from all players concerned there. And Tom Lang will have another set shot for goal. 2-2, his personal tally this afternoon. Kick one from here. And there is the siren. So Samiris have won the premiership. It'll just be a case of by how much.
He's going to kick it. Kick it to the Samiris boys in the crowd.
Well, let's see how he goes, because he's going to come in. And we'll know, because the supporters are standing on his right shoulder as he comes into the right forward pocket. And he has missed it. Through for one behind. So
they're going nuts.
He has kicked two goals, three. They end up 13-13-91, Samiris. They've defeated Leopold 6-10-46.
A dominant performance. Open up those pearly gates. The Saints have gone marching in again in 2022. They make it back-to-back flags. The premiership defence that took 3 years to defend, they have defended with aplomb. They were the dominant team all season, 16-2 through the home and away season. A five-goal win in the second semi-final, and they find themselves with a very comfortable 45-point grand final victory. 13-13-91 St Mary's, Leopold 6-10-46. We're going to send both Kirsch and Birchie down boundary side and in among the throng. Commiserations though to Leopold. It was a wonderful achievement to come from ninth to a grand final, but no team in the history of the GFNL has come from below eighth to win a flag, and unfortunately history has worked against them again this afternoon. 6-10-46 they finish, and St Mary's 13-13-91 as the celebrations begin and the commiserations also begin out on the Gordon TAFE Oval. There is a massive crowd that has turned out here this afternoon for this one, and they've seen St Mary's pick up the GFNL Premiership for 2022. 1979, 1992, 2004, 2008, 2019, and now 2022, the Premiership years for the St Mary's Football Club in the Geelong Football Netball League. So the celebration's well and truly underway. Matt Kershaw and Jane Birch will be out among the throng, and we'll bring you all the reaction from both Leopold and St Mary's. Nice touch from the likes of Sprague and Sherman, who have seen their way over to the Leopold boys to commiserate and then rejoin the celebrations with the St Mary's throng. The weather, well, it's been kind to us. It's cleared and the breeze has dropped off slightly as well, but it is still very cold here at the Gordon TAFE Oval, as Matty Kershaw and Jane Birch will divide and conquer out on the ground in terms of speaking with players. But it is victory for St Mary's. In a grand final, unfortunately, that the weather really has impacted. It hasn't risen to any great heights, Jase.
No, look, I think we were always a bit worried about how the weather would impact it. And I think the five-goal first term from St Mary's probably put paid to a little bit of the work from Leopold. They tried hard. They tried to stay in the game, in the contest. But when they could only kick one goal with them up until half-time, I think that was the writing was on the wall. It was 30 the difference then. And, you know, really, it was pretty much the same as what it was in the second half. So, St Mary's did what they had to do, and Leopold tried really hard, but in the end it just wasn't enough.
Fifth quarter underway, thanks to our good friends at the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses, made to outlast any other. The on-ground presentation will take place very shortly, the presentation of medals to all 21 of the 22 St Mary's players, because we understand Ben Maloney is at a local hospital being assessed for an injury that we're unaware of. We have been told, though, and Jane Birch was told earlier, it's not a concussion or a head knock, but we will bring you more information when we possibly can of the situation for Ben Maloney, but hopefully everything okay for the veteran Saint. And, of course, for him, not the way he would have wanted to win his third GFL Premiership medal, one with St Mary's, one with St Joseph's, and He hasn't been sighted since the first quarter of the clash. We'll go down and see if we can get either Birchie or Kirsch. Is either of you able to come in and join us from down at ground level?
We've got a bit of reception issue because we are the furthest away on the ground. As you can see where we are, we're in the far pocket at the TAFE school end. So we are as far away as we could be, but they've just finished singing the song in a group. So we'll see if we can extract someone shortly.
Okay, you've got good reception there, Kirsch. So stay with us. And obviously, we're going to have a chat to extended chats on air with both the coaches and the. Both coaches, Gary Hocking and Travis Roberts. I'm sure we'll get Glenn Keys for a chat at some stage as well. And also we'll be speaking to the best on-ground medalist as well, the AFL Vic medal, which we suspect will probably go the way of Joe Mashman. But that's only us pontificating from in here in the KROC box from what we've seen this afternoon. But he appeared to be the dominant player on the ground and had a wonderful 2022 grand final. Of course, Werribee listed, but basically unwanted. I think he only made the two appearances this year for the Tigers at VFL level and has turned into an absolutely cracking grand final. And right now, if he was disappointed he wasn't part of the Werribee lineup for much of the year playing VFL, he probably would have been disappointed he didn't get to his 100-game milestone at VFL level. But he's got a premiership player at St Mary's in 2022.
Off the private Twitter, I have a mate who actually works with Ben Maloney. So, you know him. St Joseph's favourite, Sean McGrath. Used to captain the Fourths.
Mango.
So he has said that this is directly from Beamer.
Yep.
He unfortunately got a boot to the groin region and he has, in fact, is a bit closer to another bit of the groin region.
Right.
And he's in emergency waiting for a scan. And seen better days was what Beamer said to Sean. So I'm sure you'll get be across that, Kingy, in the next few hours.
Yes,
but hopefully he's okay.
Okay. We might go down boundary side. Matty Kershaw, Jane Birch, who's coming in first for a chat?
Kingy, have you got me?
I have got you, Kersh.
Mate, down here with Jesse Travellini. Jesse, what a fantastic win, mate.
Yeah, mate. Don't even know what to say. Like, the last 3 years, having lost a couple and then to win and then two COVID-affected seasons where we couldn't really defend what we won in 19. The way we did it today, I was just so proud and of the players, but obviously everyone, so much effort goes into the club from volunteers and coaches. I'm not sure if they can hear me or not, but just a little bit lost for words at the moment, but what we deserve, I think, anyway.
Mate, it's pretty good scenes down here. There's a lot of great feeling and everyone's celebrating pretty hard. I'm sure it's going to be a big night down at the club.
Big weekend, I think. Start tonight. But, as I said, just
Hollywood.
three years in the making, I think. We'll celebrate like we've been waiting 3 years, I'd say.
Personally, you played a really good game today. You just get a lot of the ball and you just use the ball so well by foot. You're a really pleasure to watch today.
Thanks, mate. Probably had better games, but I didn't really care, as long as we won. And the coaches just give us confidence just to all play our role and play to our strengths, and obviously it works. So it's just wrapped.
Excellent, mate. Thanks for talking to us on KROC, mate. Go and enjoy the night and have a few frothies.
Definitely. Thanks to you, boys. Well done. Cheers.
Thanks, Jesse Travellini there speaking with Matty Kershaw. Birchie, have you been able to extract anyone from the St Mary's pack for a quick chat?
Alongside Harry Cole, I'm just going to ask him in a moment if he'll have a chat. Hold on.
Well, hopefully get Harry. Jane Birch has one of the world's most beautiful men in Harry Cole for Geelong Marine World. Birchie, down to you.
Congratulations, Harry. I understand that you played your junior footy at St Mary's, so this must be a real highlight and something that you've dreamt about doing for a long time.
Yeah, definitely. It's very surreal. Now with the journey I've had, I've come through this club from my juniors and unfortunately missed the last flag that we played in. So it's just that bit much more special for me to be a part of this one. So I'll never forget this, that's for sure.
And so in terms of your footy career, this would probably be right up there, number one.
Yeah, 100%. I don't think you can beat a premiership. So I'm going to enjoy this one with the fellas. I'm just immensely proud of the season and how everyone's stuck together through the last couple of years of COVID. So, it's very special.
Thank you, Birchie. Birchie there with Harry Cole. Kirsch, you've got Maxi Orgarinos standing beside you for Geelong Marine World.
I have got one of my favourite of all times. Maxi, what a win, mate. Fantastic game by yourself and the boys. They just willed themselves from the start. It was just a terrific result in the end, wasn't it?
Oh, it was brilliant. Couldn't have asked for a better game. All 22 of us did exactly what we had to do. And that's just brilliant. Look, everyone deserves this, not just the players, everyone here. It's just so good having family, friends, supporters, everyone. It's it's what you do. It's what you train for 3 years for. It's hard to put into words.
And another one of the Werribee listed boys in Joey Mason. He had a ripper today, didn't he?
Yeah, good was he. I reckon he could be a chance for the best on. Kick three running goals. Brilliant for him. First granny. Made for the big stage.
We reckon his name might be on the engraving already. I think it might be. Mate, you guys played the ground really well today. Like I think that's really one of the hard things to play St Albans ground. And you guys used the width of it, and then you knew when to bring it back in the corridor when you had to and get it in your forward line quick. That was a real feature of your game today.
Yeah, I think we sort of broke the game down into two sort of games, going with it and against it. And it just worked to a T. We probably would have liked a couple more goals in the third like we did in the first, but the way we moved the ball through the middle of the ground, controlled it in the back half, it was just beautiful coaching from Casey and Robbo, and the boys just put it into practice, and it worked.
Couple of frothies tonight?
Yeah, plenty of frothies on tonight.
Maxi, thanks for joining us on K-Rock. You've been a pleasure to watch all year. Well, I've been watching you for a lot of years, but, mate, well done, and enjoy yourself tonight.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the year.
Thanks, Maxi. Maxi Orgarinos there. Well done to Birchie and Kirsch. There'll be more of that to come in the post-match fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Sandman Mattress. I still get that wrong. Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses, made to outlast any other. I've still got four quarters of football left for the year, but we will take the post-game ceremony in just a moment. We'll let Birchie and Kirsch loose again on the St Mary's players, but we've also got the post-match as well to come. So the post-match ceremony just about to get underway. Jared Evans is overseeing that for us as the Master of Ceremonies this afternoon, and our PA about to roll through.
Ed Wilson, to say a few words. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Jared. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your support and enthusiasm for the 2022 GFNL Grand Final Day. Firstly, I'd like to take this opportunity to pay my commiserations to Leopold. A phenomenal season, an incredible club, and those there at the club and the team itself should be incredibly proud of the way that they've carried themselves this season. Hold your heads high, as you're a true example to so many in the competition, and we look forward to having you back stronger and better in 2023. To St Mary's, premierships don't happen overnight. There's a phenomenal team you have behind the scenes and on the field as well, and you should all be extremely proud of the way that you represent yourselves, and you've been a formidable force in our league for many years. So, well done. For this incredible competition, which I believe is the best at a community level in Australia, we would not be able to deliver it as AFL Barwon if it wasn't for a tireless group of volunteers, club committee members, and so many enthusiastic individuals who provide the men the opportunity to take the field every week. So if it wasn't for those club presidents and so many behind the scenes, our competitions would not be what they are today. And it would be remiss of me not to take this opportunity to thank St Albans for putting on a phenomenal grand final day. ...2022 has been a challenging yet rewarding year, and I'm very privileged to be in my position in this amazing league where we look at 2023 as a phenomenal opportunity to move forward, to continue to grow, and I thank all those who support AFL Barwon in that. So thank you, and I'll hand back to Jared.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ed. I'll just get you to hold there. I'd now like to introduce David Chaston, who's going to present the medals to the officiating umpires for us today. I'd like to call to start off with our goal umpires, first of all, Michael Graham. Cameron Rich. And our emergency goal umpire, Aidan Dudding. I'd like to recognise the best umpires, Eli Edwards.
So we're getting the presentation of the umpire medals.
Thomas Flynn.
For today, David Chaston's doing that presentation, who himself ran in the 2019 GFL Grand Final, around the Bellarine Grand Final a couple of weeks ago between Barwon Heads and Torquay. And geez, it's got
and
a little bit cold here in the Gordon Tate.
A little bit cold.
What does it feel? What's the feels like?
It feels like 8.7.
Feels minus like 0.1 near
me. Our field umpires today, Joshua Brown. Harry Gower.
Our K-Rock Umpire of the Year for 2022, Harry Gower.
Harry, so well done. Chris Jones.
And, of course, last year's K-Rock Umpire of the Year. And look forward to seeing how many free kicks were paid this afternoon. We'll
and
see
our
those
emergency
on the
field today was Aaron Riches.
The Moth.
The Moth.
Why is he getting one? He just has to get amongst it, doesn't he?
I'll let you ask him that question.
Well done. Thank you, David. And down. Thanks once to the umpires. I now would like to ask Ed Wilson to present the best on ground medal as awarded by the umpires today. And that award goes to number 16, St Mary's, Damien McMahon.
So Damien McMahon has won the best on ground medal for St Mary's.
What a great work. Thank you, mate.
Kershaw, thoughts down boundary side?
Macker had a great game, didn't he? He was terrific. He was the one on the outside that was really strong as well. So
we now have the pleasure
Mashman stiff.
Of introducing Jock McMahon Jr., who today is going to present the players with their medals. So can I have Jock? Oh, here he is.
So, John McMahon, or Little Jock as he's known in St Mary's land. A lot of McMahons and a lot of them not related. But some are related. Max Orgarinos.
He's terrific, wasn't he, today, Maxie? Always tries his best, always does something.
Number four, Caden Rayner.
Played his role today, all day. Like you said, Kingy worked his way back into this side. Terrific for him to get a medal.
Number five, Ben Maloney.
As we know, Beamer's at hospital.
So Jordan's going to take this on behalf of Ben. So well done, Jordan. Number eight, Harrison Cole.
Played well, to use his pace, carried the ball, broke the lines, nearly tripped up on the stage.
Number nine, Harry Benson.
Benson does what Benson does, and it was terrific four quarters today.
And he gets the premiership medal to add to his collection. He wanted to square the ledge at Kirsch, and that's what he did too.
He has indeed, hasn't he?
Tom Lang.
Huge. Langy was huge. He was a great target up forward for him and kicked that ripper goal, and he's hard to stop when the ball's on the move, quick in their forward line.
Number 14, Riley Hall.
Solid down back without starring, but no doubt if you look back at the tape, he just played his role and defended them pretty well. And their Leopold Talls really struggled up against them with the balls
number
in the
15,
air.
Number 15, Nick Knott.
Knotty had a great contest all day with West, and they just battled it out for 95% of the game, I think. And he had a great game, Nick Knott.
Number 16, and our best on ground today, Damien McMahon.
As we said, just use the width of this ground. He would have licked his lips knowing the grand final was on this ground if they got there, and they did, and he played the
number
role accordingly. He's fantastic.
Zach Sherman.
Should have won the medal. Robbed.
Yeah,
Zach Sherman
Zach
robbed.
Zach Sherman also.
Robbed.
He was absolutely brilliant today, wasn't he? So a tough one too, Jason. Three or four of those players could have won the medal,
number
couldn't they? But he was terrific,
Harrison
Sherman.
Ling.
It's just because I picked him, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's fair enough too. Ling and Connor's done the job on Patton today all day. They waxed all day on him, and they done a terrific job, him and Connor's.
Number 20, Charlie Sprague.
Oh, the makeshift ruckman, the go-to everything, and he can play a variety of roles, can't he? He played a really good game today.
Number 23, Patrick Dowling.
Just does his thing, doesn't he? Paddy Dowling just does his thing, and he got up the ground and got a lot of touches today, and had a lot of inside 50s as well as
number
kicking a few good goals.
Jesse Travellini.
Yeah, Jesse just goes from strength to strength. I thought he had a good game today. He uses the ball really well.
Number
that's one of his key strengths.
Nicholas Connors.
Very popular. No wonder.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, he's done the job today on Patton with Ling, and they've done a terrific job.
Number 31, Trent McMullen.
Oh, he's even run up. Nothing wrong with a hamstring. He's run up to the stage. He nearly fell then, but he obviously had a terrific game. What did he end up with? Three, Jason?
Three, yes.
Terrific game.
Another one who probably could have won the medal. He was fantastic as well.
Robbed in 2014 by Marcus Crook. Robbed in 2022 by Damien McMahon.
Yeah, exactly right. He was terrific.
Now, Kirsch, you know the comp really well. Have we ever had a father-son coach player combination win a GFL
Number
flag?
44,
I'm going to say no.
Joshua Jasker.
I'm going to say no until now. Another one who done his job down back and made it really hard for the Tolls. We talked about Leopold's Tolls, how they sort of struggled there for a little bit. And,
Number 49,
Jasker and Hall just
Cade
did their job
Chalker.
All day.
Good player, Chalkcraft.
Oh, isn't he what?
He'll be more at Geelong next year, won't he?
Oh, you'd think so. He's just he's polished, isn't he? He just uses the ball so well. And he's actually
Joe
quite a solid
Mason.
Bloke down here too. Here he is, the medal winner. Oh, should have been, sorry. I'm going to take it off Damien's neck and put it on Joe. He was fantastic,
six,
wasn't he? Three
captain,
off a wing midfield
Jack
role. Blood. Unbelievable, inside and out. And, of course, the skipper. He was terrific. He was on track at halftime to get the best on ground medal, but he saw the game out really well, and he was limping then, so I'm tipping that quad's hurting.
Yep, so if you just stay here. Nope. I'd now like to call on the coach, Travis Robertson. Yeah, no, I'm going to do it separately.
Jared Evans hasn't just worked out yet that when you want to say something and off mic, you've got to pull the mic away.
Yeah, that's
coach,
right.
Glenn Keast.
He said assistant coach.
No,
he'll be happy about
him up,
that.
They stitched him up. They stitched him up.
Not bad.
I'd now like to call on our key partner, Blood, to present Cup. So, yep.
I'm sure Sean Blood will enjoy
yes.
this very much to present the Blood Toyota Cup to Robertson, Keast, and, of course, his son, Jack Blood.
I think you did get that right, by the way. First of all, I'd just like to thank Leopold and Buddha. You've done an awesome job with that squad. I've been in your position before. It's not fun, but what you've done with that club this year has been terrific, so well done to you. I want to thank Blood Toyota and all major sponsors of the competition this year. It's been awesome just to get back out and play. I know, I think from a community point of view, we've done it all tough, but how good's footy? And to our football club, I just want to say thanks very much. We've now played in the last five grand finals. We've got two, and we're going to keep going, and we're going to keep working hard. We've got an awesome footy club from the ground up. Everybody who supports us, thanks very much.
Travis Robertson there speaking on behalf of St Mary's, and this is the moment they've been waiting 3 years for, and that is to get their hands on the Premiership Cup that they won in 2019. It's now time to defend that cup, and it's been defended, and they are Premiers in 2022. St Mary's take home the Blood Toyota Cup. They go back to back and a 45-point win over Leopold. They mark themselves as one of the great teams we've seen over the journey of the GFL. It's been a stunning run since the first month of the 2019 season when they found themselves mired in the bottom half of the ladder. They somehow snuck into the top five in 2019. They barnstormed their way through that final series to the Premiership. Undefeated in 2021. 10 wins and a draw, and this year 16-2 in the home and away before two pretty impressive finals wins over Newtown Chewell and Leopold. And it is now time for them to celebrate. And as they celebrate, we'll go to a break, come back. The two coaches, Gary Hocking and also Travis Robertson to reflect on Grand Final Day 2022, but also the best on ground, Damien McMahon, to have a chat to us as well. That's all to come. It's the fifth quarter. Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They're made to outlast any other. Earlier today, it was Newtown and Chilwell in the under-18 AFL Barwon Division 1 competition. And in the reserves, it was South Barwon over Newtown and Chilwell. And the word coming through from the netball courts is that Colac has beaten Newtown and Chilwell in the A-grade decider.
No way. Really?
That is my understanding.
Wow.
Yes.
So wow.
We'll take a break. Back shortly on the other side of this, thanks to Epco Cafe 24/7. St Mary's are premiers for 2022. Live free. K-Rock Footy.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.